Proceed.
We will I call the administrative portion of our meeting to order. And there's nothing on the consent calendar. I do have one thing, one discussion matter that I would like to add, and that is federal funding for our coal regulatory program. And for a little background, you know, it's one of those situations, I think, where they believe that of all the states that have this program and participate with a federal cost share because of federal coal and federal mandates, they believe nobody is going to be fully staffed and, or not everybody is going to be fully staffed and need all their money, so they only partially fund it. And that can work for a while as long as you only underfund it by a little bit, but then that is helpful to the people who are having to fund it, so then they underfund by a little more and a little more until it catches up and there's not enough money to go around. And so the situation we're in, this program nationally was funded at almost $69 million back in the 2014 to 2021 approximately. 68.6. This year it's down to 62.4, and we all know how much costs have gone up. And so the federally the program is short. And for a number of years we've been fully staffed or close to it and come in short, but some other states always were had some excess, and the way it works, and they turn that back and OMS distributes it to the ones who are short. A few years ago, we would be short like $20,000 or $30,000 at this time of the biennium. And like I say, we've always gotten it at the end. But the commission didn't have to sweat it too much because it was $20,000 or $30,000. Then the last 2 years, it was over $100,000 and we were sweating it. Now we're almost $240,000 short. And so I think it's would be good to send a letter to our congressional delegation and Interior Secretary Burgum and kind of remind them of this situation and request their help in getting funding to OSM because there's just not much we can do to make this up, and our biennium budget wraps up here in just a few months. And so we've worked on a letter, but because of the urgency and the timing, I'm wondering if either of you have any specific comments as to the letter or what your thoughts are on it.
I saw that. I think that letter came through yesterday, right? So I've had a chance to read through it. I agree with the concept. I think that's a great approach, Randy. I just wanted kind of one more pass through it today just to make sure. There may be some minor tweaks, but conceptually I am definitely supportive of it. I think to your point as far as funding, I think and it's not just OSM, it's other areas in government too. There's kind of this methodology that we're going to assume that there's vacancies at different positions and therefore we're going to have roll up dollars and savings. I think that works well when you have a very large agency. It works less well when you are like us and have a much smaller staff. I think if you would look specifically talking about our reclamation program compared to other reclamation programs in the country, I think we are one of the smallest staffs, yet we cover one of the largest areas of active coal mining. So I think that's just kind of an issue there as well. Is like I said, it works well if you have a large staff and we just don't. So that's, I think, another another reason why this methodology maybe isn't working as well. But yes, I agree. I like that approach of bringing it to our federal delegation and Interior Secretary Burgum.
Sherry, were you able Randy, to see that draft?
Yep. It, like Jill said, we got it later yesterday. I have just a couple questions. Number one, do we know why the funding is decreasing?
No, not really. I suppose just to save money. And
in
the past, it's always come out. And so then you underfund it by a little bit more and use the money for something else. And
yeah. I guess with no explanation of the funding, I guess I would, that's just my question. We have seen a decrease as you outlined so eloquently in the letter, but there's no given reason why they're decreasing for such a valuable program. And to Commissioner Kringstad's point that if we don't get this funding, what are the consequences? If we continue down this path, what does it mean for us? And I don't remember seeing that in the letter.
Well.
And I'm not saying it has to be in there, but I think again, that's my question. Yeah. Why is the funding decreasing? And number two, what are the consequences if we stay on this path, if that's something to address? But otherwise, great letter.
I'll run that by Jonathan and work on that a little bit more.
Well, it's going to have impacts, we need to start thinking. Almost $240,000 is a lot to, So
yeah, I think for us, the immediate alternative is to seek more funding from general funds, which then would have us pay in a larger share than what the federal guidelines would suggest.
But then that goes.
Pardon me?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Randy.
And then if we don't get it and can't get it ongoing, here's the weird reality. If we can't get enough funding to cover this program, we'll lose primacy. They will be in charge of it, and it will cost them a lot more money because we won't be paying 36% anymore. So this saves them money, and yet they won't fund their share.
Well, and having kind of worked very closely through this in my previous role, I can say I would say there's potentially two reasons for the funding decrease. One, I think when you just look at kind of the view towards coal at a federal level, I think some of it has to do with probably not understanding what this program is and basically saying, well, like, we're moving away from coal as an energy source, so why would we pay money to fund this? Not understanding that, one, I don't know that everybody's in agreement that that's the best approach to take, and two, what these dollars actually go to fund. The other part is knowing how Office of Surface Mining sometimes looks at these grants. This was outlined in the letter, but we always submit estimates as far as what we think we're going to need in the future. They also take a sort of historical look back on what we've had in the past, and that's something we've been working through with them to say, in the past, yes, we had vacancies, so we've spent less, but that's not going to be what's happening going forward. And I think we're rapidly hitting that point where it's been, this would probably be the at least third time in a row, if not fourth, that we've had to ask for additional funding because the amount that they're giving us is not enough. So I think there's multiple factors at play. I think OSM as a whole is not giving the money, getting the money from Congress that it needs for whatever reason. And then also just the way that once they have those funding, how they're allocating it to states is a piece of it as well.
So I'm feeling like this should go out pretty quickly depending on the responses we get, probably has to do with our budgeting downstairs too. Do you want to plan on getting together to discuss this more, or would you two feel comfortable now with, you know, getting your feedback to Jonathan and him making potentially some changes to the letter and giving me the authority to finalize it, and then he just needs to come around and get your signatures?
Yeah, Randy, do you, with my comments, do you feel comfortable? Would you pass them on to Jonathan?
I will, to contemplate whether we should address why their amounts are decreasing and then what the alternatives will be if they don't come through. Right?
Well, I was just curious on the first one, why they've decreased. If there's any valid point to put in the letter, so our congressional and Secretary Burgum understand that. But if these keep decreasing, I think we need a plan and what are the consequences, but then also for us to look, is that something we need to bring forward in our budget, saying, you know, a point of interest. We are, you know, as you address in your budget, this is what we're seeing, and if this continues, we're going to have to come and ask for money from the general fund. Just being proactive, forward-looking. I'll let you handle that with Jonathan.
Okay. Well, if you two are both comfortable with me finalizing that with him mm-hmm. after he gets his feedback, then I would move the commission delegate the chair authority to finalize the letter to North Dakota's congressional delegation and Secretary Burgum detailing the inadequate federal funding and the commission's coal regulatory program.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Randy, are you just signing the letter or all three of us?
No, well, I believe we would get all three of us.
Okay. My goal is to be in the office tomorrow.
Okay.
I got a goal.
I'm sure Jonathan feels the pressure. was there anything else to add to discussion items, or are we ready to jump to the fun scheduling things?
I'm ready.
Okay.
So the first thing is our April commission meetings. Oh, but not on here is... Do we have to have a motion and formalize those Basin Electric hearings now?
No, we've delegated that to the executive director.
Oh, okay. So then the April commission meetings, some conflicts have developed. I'm still getting my calendar open here. And so we have a regular scheduled meeting on the 9th of April. And I'm understanding there's a conflict. And so would the 10th work?
10th work for me.
10th works for
me. Both indicated yes at the exact same time. staff, anybody have a problem with that? So the April 10th at 10 o'clock?
Just a point of clarification, is the informal in the afternoon that we have scheduled going to continue as scheduled, or are we looking at an alternate date for that as well?
So staff is working with the company to see if they are available for the following day, but I guess the question is to the three of you, or I guess I'm not sure what the conflicts are, but we could hold that informal if with two of you, if everyone's okay with that. But if the preference is to move it, we will see if the 10th works. If not, we can find an alternate date.
Right.
I would prefer to. My schedule was marked
busy.
Okay.
But I'm flexible. I mean, we got to look at the companies too.
Yeah. And the only other thing, and just you two can be thinking about with moving it, because I'm available right now. I have nothing in that afternoon scheduled. However, I mean, a good part of our builds are in Natural Resources Committee meetings that are Thursdays and Fridays. And then that would kind of obligate us to a good part of the morning and most of the afternoon on the Thursday. But if the company is okay with it and we're comfortable with it, I guess I am. So, but for now, let's address that ongoing, because but let's just at least schedule this regular meeting to the 10th and at 10 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Let's hold the afternoon.
Let's hold the afternoon, yeah, and see how it works out for the applicant.
Yep. There.
And then the other meeting is the 23rd, currently scheduled on Wednesday the 23rd. And I'm wondering how the 22nd would work for as an alternative.
That would work for
works
me.
For me.
You guys' timing is impeccable. Both agreed.
Great month. Think alike.
Yes, we're trying to be efficient.
Any staff issues with the 22nd at 10 o'clock? Okay, that will be the new calendar moving forward. And then our SPP meeting, it didn't work that we could do both RTOs the same day this year. And I don't remember, we already have the MISO one scheduled. I don't remember exactly what date. I think it's late March, though, I believe.
So MISO is currently scheduled for March 28th.
28th at 1:30. Did you have a proposal for the SPP one?
Yep, I have two different dates. It seemed like everybody was okay with March 25th in the morning for the SPP session. I think I had someone put a temporary hold in calendars, but I just wanted to confirm with all of you that that is workable and what you would prefer the start time to be. My thought would be run it to schedule it from 9 to about 11:30. But if you'd like some different start time or end time, you can certainly do that.
Yes, we have a hold on calendar and it works for me. Mm-hmm.
Jill, does that work for you?
That works for me.
March 25th it is.
And I have a slight modification request that I was just kind of going back and forth with the MRO, which new fun acronyms, Midwest Reliability Organization, which is responsible for the territories largely of SPP and MISO to ensure that they're following NERC standards. They've requested an opportunity during the MISO session to come in and kind of just tell us about themselves. We've had them in here in the past. It's been a number of years, but they would just, if the commission is amenable to it, we can carve out about a half an hour or so, either at the beginning or the ending of the MISO session, is what their request was, to give us a presentation and allow some questions. So the question is, are you all okay with that? And if so, would you prefer at the beginning or at the ending of the MISO session?
I'm okay with doing it if the others are.
I'm fine with doing it.
I think I would prefer that it be at the end, but
it's fine.
I don't have real strong feelings about that either. Thoughts, Sherry?
I'm fine with either. I was going to suggest the end too. Are they going to sit through the MISO meeting?
I think they likely would. They're
yeah.
So
yeah, then,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, put them at the end.
Okay. So the MISO session is currently scheduled from 1:30 to 5 p.m. on that date, on the 28th. So do you want me to pencil them in for 4:30? They thought they had about 20 minutes of presentation and then wanted to allow time for questions, obviously, as well. So 30 seems like we'd kind of be constrained a little bit because since we haven't heard from them in a while, we may have a lot of questions. Yeah. Maybe not, but...
If we do it at 4 o'clock, would that... That should give us plenty of time for the MISO portion, shouldn't it?
I think so.
Okay. I'm fine with 4 o'clock then.
As am I.
Very good.
Fine with it. Yep.
Okay, thank you. And one other thing, just to think about, I don't need an immediate answer on this, but one other piece is MRETS, which is the tracking system for renewable energy credits. I have been in discussions with them about various things, and they are interested in a carve-out at some point, not during these sessions specifically, but they're interested in coming up and speaking to us just to kind of, again, this is another organization that we have had here many years ago, and they kind of walked us through, here's how this works. So maybe after session is over and we know the result of those, there's a couple of bills that would touch our renewable energy things, might be a good time to have some discussions with them and understand better about how that works. So just a heads up, I guess, more than anything.
I like the after legislative session. There.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody with scheduling issues?
Was our the nuclear study committee hearing noticed? I think that's tomorrow, correct?
Yes, I believe it was noticed.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, we just got indication it was noticed.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Safe travel, Sherry.
Thank you.